We begin the current daf, Masech Tischul and daf Mem Beis. Begin four lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the third parak, parak Elu Treifis, which, as the name of the parak, discusses primarily the laws of Treifis, which is when there's a mortal defect in an animal, which makes the animal not kosher, even if it's going to be properly slaughtered, since it's a non-viable animal, although it could possibly live for 2 or 3 years, however, that animal is not going to be kosher. So on that, the Mishnah says, Eidlu treifas bebehema, these are the types of treifas that are mortal defects in the animal that will make the animal not kosher, and the Mishnah discusses 18 different types of treifas. Says the Mishnah, Nekuvas haveshet, which anytime it says Nekuva, nekev, a hole that's perforated, is no matter how small the size is, as long as there's a hole, in this case, in the esophagus, in the food pipe of the animal, if there's a hole, so to ufsukis hagregris, if the other pipe, that of the windpipe, the trachea, if it's severed, which and that is in the width of the pipe, if the majority of it is cut, if that's considered severed, that's a sign of treifas. Additionally, nikiv krem shlemayach, if there's a hole in the membrane, which is the covering. The thin covering of the brain in the animal's head, if that is perforated, that's also a sign of a treifas. Nikiv halev lebeis chalali, if the heart is punctured going into its cavity, because actually, as the seifa of this Mishnah, which the Mishnah later on Daf Nadal Manav will explain, actually, if the hole doesn't go all the way to the space inside the heart, then it's actually going to be kosher. It's a treifa if the hole goes all the way through into the cavity inside the heart. Nishbara hashedru v'nifsek achutshala. If the spine broke and that tore the spinal cord, which actually it's one thing. The tarfus is what makes it a non-viable animal is because of this the spinal cord tore, got severed. And the reason why I just mentioned about the spine breaking is that's just the normal way. The way, and that's it's protected by the spine. When that breaks, so that usually that the tearing of the spinal cord will only be generally by the breaking of the spine. Nitel ha-kovid v'loy nishtayr hemeniklum. If the liver is taken and none of it is left over, or hareyish ha-nikfa, if the lung is punctured, oisha chasor, if it's missing, which the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis is going to ask, that seemingly that's the same thing as having a hole. Reb Shimon Naima, he says that actually regarding this halacha of the lung that has a hole, he says, "Achetinakiv lebeis hasim fine." This is only if the hole went all the way through to where the small bronchi, the small bronchioles are, which spread through into the lungs, which if one cuts one of those bronchi, then the blood comes out of it. The hole has to go all the way down there into where the bronchioles are, and only that will be considered a trefa in the lung for it having a hole. Continues the Mishnah, Nikva hakeva, if the animal has four stomachs, the kosher animal, and the last of the four stomachs is called the maw, is the abomasum, that if there's a hole in that stomach, that's a trefa. Nikva hamara, if the gallbladder develops a hole, or nikva hadakin, or if the intestines have a hole, or hakeres hapanimis, this is the rumen, it's known as the paunch, which is the first of the four stomachs. If the inner paunch develops a hole, and the Gemara is going to explain what does that mean, the inner paunch, shenikva, if that develops a hole, which again, even a small amount, or shenikva roiv hachitzaino, or if the majority of the outer paunch, which again we're talking about all this is all in that first stomach, but there's an inner paunch and an outer paunch, but the Gemara will explain what that is. So the inner one, if it just has a hole, and the outer one, if the majority of it tore, that will be a siman of tarfus, of it becoming a trefa. Now, Rabbi Huda, he says, regarding this last point of the outer paunch, which the Tanakhama said that the majority of it tore, so Rabbi Huda says, well, depends. Hagadoylo, by the large one, is a tefach. If a tefach of a tor. Vaktana, the small one, is berubah, is by the majority. Which, as Rashi points out, when we say gedoyla katana, we don't mean different types of livestock, large animals like cattle versus the small animals that are flock. Rather, we mean even in an ox itself, a small one versus a large one, if a tefach tor by a shur, in a large one, even if it's not the majority, and so too by a small one, even if it's not a tefach, as long as it's the majority, that will really be considered a treifa regarding the outer paunch, according to Rabbi Huda. Continues the Mishnah. Hemses, which is the third stomach, which is the omasam, uvesakaisis, or the reticulum, which is the second stomach, which is called the house of the goblets, of the cups, which this vesakaisis, the second stomach, is at the edge after the end of the keres, which again is that's called the paunch. At the end of that comes this vesakaisis, the reticulum, which is made in the shape of cups, of goblets, and that's called vesakaisis. And connected to that is the hemsis, which is the third stomach. Now, all around them where they're connected, where although that they're flush one against the other, everything is squashed into the inside of an animal, when you separate them, they each have their own wall. Now, in the middle, there's a spot where it pours from the first stomach into the second stomach, and the second stomach into the third stomach. Now, the food goes from the beis hakaisis to the hemsis, which is the third stomach, and from the hemsis it goes to the keva, which is the maw, which is the fourth stomach, and from the keva it goes to the duct and to the intestines. But one thing says the Mishnah regarding this hemsis and the beis hakaisis, the third and second stomach respectively, shenikvu lachutz, if the hole is visible on the outside of either one of those two stomachs, for example, if the hole was in either one of them, not where they're attached to each other. What we're coming to exclude from is if they develop a hole where their two walls are connected to each other, so then that wouldn't be considered, as the Gemara says later on, Dafnudal Manav, as a semitarfis. It's only if it's visible on the outside, then it's not flush against that other stomach, then that would be considered a simon of tarfis. Continues the Mishnah, Nafla min hagag. If an animal falls from the roof and one slaughters it immediately, that's a treifa. Even though there's no recognizable break, we're concerned for the dislodging of the limbs, which that doesn't have any logical reasoning of treifas. It's halachal mishmi sinai. Now, the Gemara, however, explains on Daf Nunal from Abayz that if, let's say, someone, however, waited 24 hours from when it fell off the roof and then slaughtered, it's going to be kosher, even though it can't even stand. That's how the halachal mishmi sinai is. Continues the Mishnah, Nishtabu roiv tzlaseho. If most of its ribs broke, even without, meaning without falling, then it's a treifa. And the Gemara later on, the Beis of Manalfa, is going to explain what does it mean, the majority of the ribs. And finally, Udrusas hazev. If a wolf claws, meaning it takes its claws and it sinks it into the animal, and it puts some type of poison into the animal, which then burns up into the animal, that will make it into a treifa. Now, Hudam, he says on this last point, he says, Drusus is a bedaka. That will only be effective to making a treifa in a small livestock coming from the wolf. But by large animals, then that poison that the wolf has is not so effective to burn up inside the large animal to make it into a treifa. It's only a drusus ari bagas, it's only the clawing of a lion in a large animal. Only that will be effective, and for sure that would be effective to make a treifa in small animals. Whereas the Tanakh holds that no, the poison of the wolf is effective to make a treifa even by large animals. Continues the Mishnah, drusus hanates, the clawing of the sparrow, or the hawk sparrow, it would make a treifa ba'if hadak, by small birds, like by pigeons and doves, or drusus hagas, and however the clawing of a hawk is even ba'if hagas, is by large birds, even like by geese and by chickens. Says the Mishnah Zakal, this is the rule, which Nundal Manalf will explain what's that coming to include. Similarly, we said everything, is kol she'en kamoya chaya, where if let's say some animal would get this wound, where if it had this type of wound, it normally would not live. So then treifa, that's already considered a treifa, has a mortal defect, and therefore such an animal, even again if it's properly slaughtered, is not going to be kosher. That the Torah tells us one's not allowed to eat. Now, says the Gemara, Amr B'Shem Malakish, it says, Remez l'treifa min ha-Torah minayin. What's an allusion to this law of treifa from the Torah? So the Gemara says, minayin, where do you know this from? An explicit pasuk in Shemais says, "Uvaster basad the treifa leisichelu." The meat in the field which was torn, which one of the classic ways of becoming a treifa is if it gets torn by some wild animal, says leisichelu, don't eat it. Which if it gets torn, even though it's still alive, it's not in the vela, you can do a proper shechita. It's considered has a mortal defect. Says you can't eat it. Now, as Rashi forewarns, although the Gemara elsewhere, like a Makas Yitzchesim and Aleph, actually learns out from this pasuk a different law, not the law of Trefa, the law that meat of a carbon of Kadshim that leaves its area that it's allowed to be, like the Azara, then becomes invalid. But there's still the law of Trefa that we're learning from this pasuk as the literal translation, because it could have just said, if it was teaching about the law of Kadshim, it should have just said Ubasa Basada, meat in the field you can't eat, which is telling you in the field, not in the area that's enclosed that it's supposed to be. Why does it use the word Trefa? Obviously, it's alluding to the law of Trefa itself. So what do you mean allusion? It's a pasuk explicit that says that you're not allowed to eat Trefa. So Ella rather says the Gemara, what he was asking was, Remez le Trefa she'en nechaya, an allusion that an animal or a mortal defect, that it's not going to live, where he's coming to explain the law of a Mishnah, which we said that this is the rule, kol she'en kamay chay Trefa. So we see that obviously a Trefa doesn't live. That he was saying, minatar minayin, from the Torah, where do you know that concept? Because like we said, the Ketanei Sefer, the end of Mishnah said, Zeh, called, this is the rule, kol she'en kamaya chaya trefa, whatever like that, whatever had that wound won't live is a trefa. So mechlal the trefa and the chaya. So the inference that our Mishnah is coming to tell us, that a trefa doesn't live, minalam, where do we know that from? That says the Gemara, that we know from a passing of a yikra. It says, v'zeisa chaya shatoichlu, that this is the wild animal that you could eat. It's talking about what animals you could eat, what not, what type of species. But one thing is, although the word chaya is generally translated as the simple understanding as wild animal, but the word chaya also means living, alive. So what the pasuk is alluding to is chaya achel, a living animal you could eat, she'en chaya lo teichel. It's not living, you don't eat it. What does it mean, not living? Mechlal de trefa l'chaya. The inference is, a trefa, although it's alive, because there also would be nevela, but it's not alive in the full sense of the word, because as a mortal defect, that's what the Torah is alluding to, that you're not allowed to eat. Now, however, ask the Gemara, Uleman dam a trefa chaya, but according to the opinion that actually says an animal that has a tarfus, has a mortal defect, actually could live, as the Gemara later on in the parak of Nzayin and Beis brings, that the others said, what do you mean? You find many animals with mortal defects that live 2-3 years. So to the contrary, Minolahem, where do they know from the Torah that, to the contrary, that actually a trefa does live? Not like the inference that was being made from our Mishnah. So it's Gemara, Nafkele Mizayis HaChaya Shetaychu. They learn it out from the same pasuk, but it says this is the living animal, the way we're translating it, that one should eat. The word zeis is an exclusionary terminology, this, which is understanding to say zeis hachaya, meaning a regular animal which is alive, this is the living animal that ochel, that you eat. But chaya acheris, there's another living animal, like a trefa, even though it is living, because it will live a long time, that tells us, but lo teichel, don't eat it, Machlav the trefa chaya. But the inference is, although it's telling us don't need a trefa, but it's inferring that the trefa does live, that's where they learn it out from. That says Gemara v'idach, but the other opinion that we quoted originally, Haizleis Mayobale, what does he do with Zeis? He's not learning out to allude to that there's a different living animal that you can't eat, because he doesn't hold trefa is a living animal. Says Gemara Mimbayle, look at the tongue of Baby Shmuel. He needs it for a different teaching which was taught in the Braisa of the Yeshiva Baby Shmuel, the tongue of Baby Shmuel. It says in the pasuk Zeis HaChaya Shetoichlu that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the living animal, or the wild animal, like the simple translation, that you should eat. What does it mean, this? This sounds like you're pointing. Malamet Shetafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekol Minu Min. It comes to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed a hold of every species. V'her Leila Moshe, and showed it literally, visually, to Moshe. V'amalei, and they said to him, Zeis Achel V'Zeis Lo Teichel. This you eat, and this you don't eat. That's what Zeis is coming to teach. That is the Gemara. But then the other opinion also seemingly needs Zeis to teach that Hashem literally showed him, and not as an exclusionary concept. So the Gemara, right? And the Chanami, you're right. They also needed to teach that. El trefa chayim anoli. So then, where does he know this idea that a trefa, an animal with a mortal defect, could live? Nafkele miidach tanin Rebbe Shmuel. He learns that from a different teaching that was taught in the Braisa of the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. Tan Rebbe Shmuel was taught in the Braisa of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. The pasuk Vayikra says, where it starts off in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Mem Zayin, that to differentiate between the Tameh and the Tahar, the kosher, the non-kosher, and it says in the pasuk, Bein Chaya Hanacheles, between the Chaya that's eaten, Uvein Chaya Shaloi Teichel, and from the Chaya which is not eaten. Now what that seems to say, as we said, the word Chaya means living, is saying, even though it's Chaya, even though it's alive, it will live, you can't eat it. What does that mean? Elu shmoina esrei trefish shenema lo meisha b'zina. These are the 18 different types of trefis which were said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, which that we're not learning out the 18 shreifos from the pasuk. Rather, like we're saying, it's halacha meshmei Sinai. But what you see the pasuk is alluding to is that there are chayas, living animals, that you're not allowed to eat. So you see that a treifa is considered a chayim because it does live. That's their source for that halacha. Now, but one thing asked the Gemara, once we introduce this price of Yeshiva B'Shmal, the Gemara asks, B'sulaka? Is there not more than 18 different types of treifas? But Ve'ikka Baskar, as we're going to explain, Baskar is an acronym for four different types of charfas that are taught in Mishnayis and Brises. B'Shev Shemaitza, as the seven Amarug teachings of different types of treifas. Now, as we continue to Mid-Beis, the Gemara explains the question. Bishlam and the Tanya Didan, we understand the Tanya of our Mishnah, even though, yes, he also only taught 18 different types of treifas, but he didn't say a number. He didn't say there are 18. So you could say the Tanya, the tarfas that he taught, or the Shire, and the ones that he didn't teach that he left over, Asi b'zeh haklal, that's being included in the at the end of the Mishnah. We said, and this is the rule, which obviously would come to include things that are similar, that have tarfas, and that would be teaching those other things of Basgar and the Shev Shmaitze that wasn't said in our Mishnah. But Elatan de Bishmol, but according to the Tana of the Yeshiva Bishmol, that set a number, so it's difficult. Because the Amar Yudches Treifes Vesulaka, he's saying that there's only 18 and not more. But the question is, Bod Veika? There's Basgar, which is, as we said, a simon for those which are taught in Mishnayos and Brises, which the Gemara goes through each one of them to ask, what do you mean? What's with that Tarfis? That should make it 19 and 20, 21 and 22. First one of Basgar is the Beis. Behema Shenechtechu Ragleha, an animal that its leg was cut, minarkuvo lamala, from its knee and up, if it gets cut higher up than that, it's treifa, it's going to be a treifa, which this halacha is taught in Perek Behema HaMakasha later in the Ayin Vav Manalf. Now, Zigmar will tell us that Basgar, so this is the Beis, the Samach refers to chisarin, what's considered missing, a deficiency in the spine, which that's a Mishnah Masech Tz'alas. The gimel is gluda, which is brought later on in the perek, which is if it's flayed, if it's totally skinned, the animal skin is taken off. And the resh is from charusa, which is if the lungs get hard, shrivel, like the branches of a palm tree. That's the questions we're going to have from Basgar. Then the Deshev Shmaitze, which are seven different treifas, which were taught by Amaram, which were not taught in Mishnayos, but just that they had got this as a messiah from their teachers, that these are also considered treifas. So the first halacha that we're asking from this Basgar, the Beis, the behema, that it's regel, which regel refers to the hind legs, the front legs are called the yadayim, which it got cut higher up than its arkuva, which we're calling the knee, but it's the place where the tibia attaches to the femur, which that's the place where they start skinning an animal. From that point and higher, if it gets cut, it's a treifa, and that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. So why are you saying, and seemingly Rabbi Shmuel is referring to the 18 of our Mishnah, but why is he saying just 18? There's more. So our Mishnah includes in Zeh HaKlal, but why does Rabbi Shmuel say 18 as if there's not more? There's a 19th one. So as the Gemara knows, Sabala Kribi Shimon Ben Elaza, that it's not difficult on this Brisa, because the other Kribi Shimon Ben Elaza, which is brought in a Brisa, Dama, that he says it's kosher. Why? Why is it kosher even if it's cut higher than its knee? Because you could burn, which they call cauterizing, and stop the injury over there, and it could survive. Now, at this point of the Gemara only brings the end of the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Elazar and doesn't say the first part, which says Rabbi Shimon Elazar machsher. Just says this idea, which actually he holds as kosher because you could cauterize it and it could survive. So that's actually doesn't agree to the Beis of Basgar that's a simon of Tarfas. Now, but however, on that the Gemara asks for us. Avagav the Yechayla Lichavis B'Lichavis, ask the Gemara, who cares that you could cauterize it and lichis and that it could live? It's still difficult, because even so, you could say that that's not going to be valid regarding this question that we're asking over here. Because Laman Kamar, who are we asking our question on? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, like we said, because he says 18 and not more. So we're asking from the Beis of Basgar, what do you mean? If the knee got cut higher than that, it's going to be considered a treifa. Now, so you're answering that, no, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who holds that, no, you could cauterize it and it could survive over there. But Tanya Rabbi Shmuel treifa chaya svirle. He holds that every treifa that is considered not kosher it could survive, like we just brought before. He learns that from the pasuk that he calls a treifa into a chaya. So what are you bringing me that he holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says, oh, don't worry about if it gets cut higher than the knee, it could survive. What's who cares? That still does not make it a non treifa. A treifa could also survive. Could also live and still it's called a treifa. So what are you answering that he holds is not a treifa because of Reb Shimon Elazar? Reb Shimon Elazar doesn't sustain the opinion of Reb Shimon. Ella rather says, come on, no, this is what we were answering. Savlak Reb Shimon Elazar de'ama kasherihi, as the Brisa there teaches in the beginning. The Brisa was quoted Reb Shimon Elazar's machsher. Now, his reasoning is because it could survive. You're right. That's not going to help us for the Brisa of Reb Shimon, who actually holds that a regular treifa could also survive. But what we meant to say is, he holds like the same halacha that you find that there are those who hold as not a treifa, and therefore it's not difficult on the brayso of Rabbi Shmuel. You're right, they're coming from different reasons. Shem loves the holds because they could survive. That's not going to work for Rabbi Shmuel. But you do see this concept that there are those who hold as not a treifa, and that's how Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold, and therefore that's why he didn't add it onto his list. But now the Gemara continues to the samach of Basker. But veka chisarin, that's the samach over there, b'shedra. If there's missing vertebrae in the spine, because it's not, we learn in a different context, the Mishnah Masechtas Aleihs, that says, kama chisarin b'shedra. What's considered missing vertebrae of the spine, that the spine should not contaminate someone that's in the same oil, in the same tent as the spine, rather only contaminate through touching or through carrying, like any small bone of a person's body, like the size of a barley corn. Because it's only an intact spine, or the whole skull, or the majority of the person's number or structure of his limbs, which the Mishnah Masechtas Aleihs teaches that that's going to be metame in the oil, even though it doesn't have any flesh on it. But what would be considered as not an intact spine? So Bishamay Mishtichul, he says, if it's missing two vertebrae. He says, Chuliach, if it's missing one vertebrae. No. Vamar Yudah Mishmul, he says that the same machlekes is relevant, v'chein letreifa. Also for what would be considered that the animal has a mortal defect, that it's not a regular viable animal. According to Beis Shammai, it's not going to be a treifa unless it's missing two vertebrae. According to Beis Hillel, comes out of stringency this way, that if it's already missing one vertebrae, it's already going to be considered a treifa. But one thing is that we find that this halacha is already another type of tarfus that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. So why didn't you say another one? Which, again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he limits to 18. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hemsis ubeisai koisis, the kocha shaftaluhu betarti. This that you counted 2 out of the 18, where if there's a hole in the hemsis or the beisai koisis, the third and the second stomachs of a ruminant, of a kosher animal, so you count them as two different ones. Says the Gemara, chashvinu b'chada. You should really count them as one tarfas, because they're really right next to each other, and they go right one into the other. Although they're technically two different stomachs, they're really like one thing. And therefore, we consider them as one tarfus, one seven of tarfus. So, apikhada, so take out one, because really those two are one. Va'ilchad, then bring in another one, which is this one, you're right, of chisar and b'shedra, which obviously, if it's missing a vertebrae in the spine, would be another type of tarfus that would be considered now in the 18. But the Gemara continues, okay, to the gimel from Basgar. Va'ika gluda. But if the animal's skin, the hide, was taken off and totally skinned, either because of boils or because of the work that it did, which the Mishnah later on, Daf Nadal Manav, tells us that the Chum hold that that's possible, that's considered a treifa. Why didn't we say that? It says, the Gemara, Sabla, Kremeir, the Machsher. Bishmol holds, like Remeir, who disagrees in that halach of gluten, says that it's kosher, it's not considered a treifa. Now the Gemara continues to the last one of the Basker, the Reish, but Veika Charusa. But this halacha, which the Mishnah later on Daf Nadal Manav, teaches that it says that this is kosher. If, let's say, the animal's lungs shriveled up into like hard like a palm frond, but it happened through natural means, that's going to be kosher. Now that a brisa follows up, and Avnon Hayim Bey says, but if it happens by human intervention, that's a treifa. And what's charusa? If the lungs shrivel up and then becomes hard like a palm frond, if it happened because a person frightened the animal, that's different. Because sometimes there is thunder and lightning, and that happens through heaven, in natural means, so then the animal will regenerate and will become healthy again. That's not a treifus. But if through human means, it's not going to become healthy again. That's going to be considered a treifa. So that should be counted. Why is he saying just 18? Says the Gemara, you're right. He counts this one too. But Mora Mant Ketanila, in our Mishnah, that we counted from one of the 18, that the gallbladder that has a hole was one of the 18 treifas. That actually is not a unanimous halacha. That's actually a das yachid. That's an individual opinion. And that's Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one that the Gemara quotes him later on in the Braisa, in the Perek, on the next daf, in the Sugya, which he's the one that holds that's a simon of Tarfas. So that says the Gemara, the Tan of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold of that as a simon of Tarfas. So Apik Mara, so for his 18, take out the hole in the gallbladder, Va'al Charusa, and instead put in this one of the Reish, of the Basgar, to introduce that as the Charusa, which is the, if the lungs shrivel up, like a palm frond, that is one of the 18. So we took care of Basker, because two of them we said he does not hold like, and two of them we said actually he does hold like, but he said that two that were from the Avraham Mishnah take away, because really Beis HaKlesis and Hemsis is one, and the law of Marer, the time the Rebbe Shmuel does not hold like. But now the Gemara asks, okay, so we took care of Basker, but Beikah Shev Shmaitzah, there are seven Amarug teachings, all of different types of treifas, and why are those not counted in 18 of the Braisa of Rebbe Shmuel? Which the Gemara goes through now, all the seven different Shmaitzes of Tarfas. Thamar of Masna, Rav Masna said, Haibuka da Atma, the top of the bone, the ball, which is like shaped like a round ball, which is by that of the thigh bone. The shaf meduchte, where if it jumped out of its place, meaning from the hole of the hip bone, where it's attached to, which later on the Gemara and Daf Nadal Mabez will explain, that actually it has to be more than just that. It has to be that also the sinew that it's attached with has decomposed. Now, the reason why we call it a buka da'atma is because buka really means like buchna, which is like a pestle, which is round on the top, which is what they use to crush herbs and different spices, which it's attached to the hole, just like the way the eli, the pestle, is in the hole of the mortar, which smashes in. That's what we're calling a buka da atma. So if it jumped from its place, meaning it's detached from the tailbone, from the hip bone where it's attached to, it's a treifa. Why didn't I mention that one? Moreover, number two, v'amar rochesh bar papa mishmei derav. He says, laksa b'kol ya'achas, treifa. If an animal has that, if one of its kidneys are diseased, and for sure if both are diseased. Now, later on, additionally, the Gemara on Nonheim Miraf will explain, it has to be that the disease of the kidney got all the way into the furrow, the white part inside the kidney, but if one of them are diseased, it's a treifa, it's considered a treifa. Why isn't that one mentioned? Which not, so too, there's a Mishnah later on of Nonheim Miraf that says, nitil hatchel k'sherif, the spleen is taken out, it's still kasha. But for Amr of Avir Mishmei Derabi, he said, Leishan Elanitel. That was only said it was taken out. Aval Nikav Trefa. But if it's still there and it developed a hole, there's actually a Trefa. Which later on the Gemara is going to qualify this also and say it's only if the upper part was perforated, where that's the thick part, but in the narrow part, it's actually still going to be kasha. And for Amr Rabbi Bechana Mishmul, another Tarfas. Simin Shenadal Dulu Beruban. If the simanim, the two pipes, the esophagus and the trachea, got detached in most of the places where it's normally attached to the animal. But it's still attached a little bit here, a little bit there, but the majority of it got detached. It's a treifa. And also, V'amar Rabba Bar Avshil Amar Masnam Shmuel, he says, Nekrat Tzela Mi'ikara. If a rib got detached from its place of attachment to the animal, meaning, although our Mishnah actually said that the tarfas is only Nishtab Roiv Tzela Seho, only if most of the ribs broke, but that's halacha is only regarding breaking. That's where we need the majority. But to totally be uprooted the rib from where it's connected to the animal, totally, in other words, also with half of its vertebrae that's on the spine, which that's the way the rib cage works, that from either side there are ribs attached to the spine, so it has half of the vertebrae is part of that rib, as the Gemara will explain this later on from the Beis and Aleph, then treifa. That's a treifa, and that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. If even just one rib was totally detached. And v'gulgayla shenechvesa baruba, if a skull was smashed in its majority, but nothing of it was missing, the membrane of the brain wasn't punctured, but if the majority of it was banged up, that's a treifa. And uvasra hachayfes rev hakeres, if the muscle, the meat, that covers the most of the keres, of this paunch, of the one of these, the stomach of the one of these stomachs of the animal, which is really what's called the abdominal wall, which is this thick membrane that when if one opens up the animal from the bottom and it cuts along the length, he sees that right away. That we're talking about this abdominal wall, Now, the reason why we call it actually that this abdominal wall, calling it that it covers the majority of the paunch, and we don't call it that it covers just the keres. Why say the majority of the keres? The reason for that is because actually a little bit of this stomach of the keres, the front part is actually concealed in the rib cage by the chest, and it's actually not covered by the abdominal wall, but most of it is covered by the abdominal wall. So again, like we said, the keres is the paunch. We're only talking about regarding this trefa that we're describing right now in this halacha, only regarding the part of the abdominal wall that covers the paunch, without the second and the third stomachs, the basic cases in the hemsis. If it tears that abdominal wall, berubai, in the majority of that flesh, which is opposite the keres, again, as we're saying, that even though if you would qualify that tear in regards to all of that abdominal wall, it would actually be the minority of it, because that flesh actually covers all the intestines if one is looking from the bottom of the animal, and it goes actually all the way to the thighs, to the back of the animal. But that's what we're saying. We don't qualify in this halacha of tarfa, is only what covers regarding the punch. And we're saying, so if majority of that tears, berubai in its majority, so trefa, then the animal is already considered trefa. Now, as Rashi points out, Shmuel does not hold like those who explain later on the Nun Mabez, that when our Mishnah says the halacha regarding the punch, that we said there was the keres hapanimi and the keres hachitzayna, when it says if the majority of the chitzayna tore, that refers to actually the basa achayfa esreva keres, this abdominal wall, because if that would be the case, then what would Shmuel be teaching us? Rather, he actually explains halacha of our Mishnah in a different way. But if that comes out, then he's actually saying a different tarfis that wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. So we have seven different amarug teachings of tarfis that were not mentioned. So why is he saying just 18? You should add on another seven and make it 25. Why are you saying that this is only 18? Says the Gemara as follows. Nikuve, regarding holes being perforated, tamanya have. We counted in our Mishnah, which Rabbi Shmuel is saying almost the same, as we said, there's a few differences, but there's actually eight halachas that have perforations. And the reason why it's actually eight, not 10, is because, although our Mishnah actually says 10, but we said that the hemsis and the beis hakaisis, you should count as one. And additionally, we said for Rabbi Shmuel, you drop the whole of the mara, so because it doesn't hold like that halacha. So, okay, so you still have from our Mishnah eight. Eight halachas have halacha of being a trefa because they have a hole. Says the Gemara, chashvinu b'chad. That we count as one tarfis. It's just different locations, but the same halacha of tarfis that we're talking about of developing a hole. So apik shev, v'ayal shev. So instead of counting them as eight, we count them as one. So you're removing seven, and you're putting in those seven of actually the shev shmaitza. That's how you get to the number of 18. But that is the Gemara, Yachi. But if that's the reasoning, then Pesukei Namitri Haba. Then in our Mishnah, Yosha had two halachas that were invalid, that were trefa because of being severed regarding the trachea and the spinal cord. So Chashvin Bechad. So you should count them as one. So Batz Luchad. Now you actually don't even have 18. You're missing one. Now you only have 17. Void moreover, the Rav Avir Mishmei de Rava, one of the seven shmaitzes of Amorug teachings of Rav Avir in the name of Rava regarding if the spleen has a hole, Naminukubhi is also halacha of being perforated. So you actually another one down. Now instead of having 18, you're only down to 16. So Elrev, as the Gemara continues at the top of Megillah and Aleph, you're right. And therefore, going back to what we said earlier, Hanach Tarti de Afkis, the two that we had originally taken away because of Basgar, we had asked from the Beis and the Gimel, regarding Behema Shenechtuch Ragleha, regarding an animal that it was cut higher than the knee, and Gluda, regarding that the animal was flayed, Loi Tapik, don't take those out. And actually, Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanakh Rabbi Shmuel, actually holds like the Rabbanon, not like Rameir, not like those who disagree, actually holds that those are considered Tarfis, and therefore we're back to 18. Because like we said, those that are all Nekuvim that have holes, and including that Rebbe Vavira are counted as one. And we have those which are both because of Severed are also counted as one. And therefore, yes, that's 16, but then you add on the other two that we had originally taken out, that of the Beis and the Gimel of Basker, that's going to make for a total of 18. Now, Rashi points out additionally, in our sugyas, we continue to say different types of halachas that are trefas. For example, later on the Mem Zayin and Aleph, when we talk about the lungs, we talk about, for example, that there's different amount of lobes on either side, and if they get switched, if they're inverted, then that's a tarfis. Or if it gets discolored because it looks like flesh, that those are all tarfis that are not mentioned, even with the total that we just said now of the 18. says Rashi. No, because they're all included in what we said in the laws of the lung of either being perforated or because it's missing. For example, that of the lobes being inverted, that essentially is chaser of missing, which we already spoke about in the 18, that concept, and because we're saying different concepts in context of holes, those are all counted as one. Severed, all counted as one. So when we already mentioned one of the 18 of missing, that includes this. Why? Well, it's not missing, it's just inverted. So Rashi says it's considered missing because from the place where it's supposed to be, it's missing from here and it's in the other side. And the other side's missing from there. That's actually considered the halach of chaser, which we already mentioned as a tarfus. So too, that which is discolored is really because of lukus, of being diseased. And any problem of disease is because it can end up developing a hole, which is already nekuva, which we already spoke about. So too, when we speak about later on, we talk about that if the membranes of the esophagus get inverted, where the outer membrane's on the inside, the inner membrane's really on the, it's going to be on the outside, that's also that each one is taken from the place that it's supposed to be, and therefore, like Rashi calls it, in lecha nekuva gedol mezu, there's no greater hole than that, where it's not where it's supposed to be again, so it's already included in nekuvim, so therefore, although we're going to be learning throughout the sugyas different tarfas, says Rashi, it's not difficult, and Tanu Rabbi Shmuel says only 18 and not more, because whatever it is going to fall under some category that I already mentioned, and when we're talking about 18, we don't mean literally 18 different places that it could be a treifa. We mean the concepts, which, as we said, that we're including them under those categories of nekuva and of netula, chasera, and therefore all of them are going to be somewhat included in this category. And that's why Bishmol says is only 18 treifas and not more.